what is happening in KMA is very sad, to be very honest with you. And KMA, the moment you are voted to be an assembly member, your main preoccupation is to make sure that your electoral area develops. And then, without a presiding member, it actually stampedes the progress of development. I mean, I would like to appeal to the assembly members that they should try as much as possible to bury all their differences. They should throw away their partisan parochial interests and then elect a presiding member who will definitely lead them in terms of development. Because if you are voted to the assembly, and you become an assembly member, and you are not able to develop your electoral area, the people will definitely vote you out when it comes to election. So at the end of the day, you would definitely suffer. So why don't you bury every difference that you have, so far the assembly concept and whatever is concerned, and then make sure that we elect a presiding member. So that presiding member will definitely lead you in terms of development. And if you're able to develop your electoral area, definitely when it comes to election again, you will be voted for you to come to the assembly. And that will definitely work well for all of us. I understand they're going to have another election on Tuesday. And I'm appealing to them that this time round, they shouldn't disappoint us. They should elect a presiding member. It seems Kumasi is getting a very bad name as far as some of these issues are concerned.